with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake.
Fire. Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, Bob, we've been talking about grilling equipment a little bit, and we're going to finish that up at the end of the show. But right now, you know, the spring of the year, there's turkey, there's walleye, but there's also steelhead and salmon. And
big time.
All of this stuff takes a bunch of gear, right?
Yeah. Or at least the right gear.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So if you're like me, you just have a buddy that's got it all, and you make sure that you buy him boat gas and all the beer he can drink, right?
Yeah. So who better to go to than our long-term partners at Allen Bob Sports and Millbrook Tack? So on the grilling line right now, we've got Ben Rand on. How are you, Ben?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Hey, we're excited to hear. I love steelhead. And last year I went up to the Rogue, and I felt like I was pretty out of touch. So if I'm going up to the Rogue here in the next few days, and I'm going to bring a couple of my steelhead rods and my gear, what do I want on the end of that line?
You know, this time of year is a really interesting time of year. You know, not just steelhead fishing. Everything's kind of taken off right now. So it's a beautiful time to be out. But if you're going out to the Rogue, the Rogue, St. Joe, Kalamazoo River, you know, wherever you're going, I like to keep it pretty simple this time of year. We have a huge selection of different hard bead options. One of our most popular ones is a Slay and Steel hard bead. They're locally made, locally painted.
So you're saying hard bead?
Yep. So it's basically going to imitate an egg floating down the river from steelhead.
Mm-hmm.
And I like running them under a float. It usually works in a little bit deeper water that you'd see in those bigger rivers.
Explain running them under a float.
Yeah, so we've got different floats. We've got two main brands. We've got the Blood Run floats and the Raven floats. And what they are, what makes them different is they're made out of a balsa or a foam, so they float a little bit more true. So running this bead below the float, what it's going to allow you to do is match the current of the water and match that speed so you're getting the most natural presentation possible. This, you know, instead of running it what they call bottom bouncing, which is
right.
A
snag,
you know, the weight on the bottom and it kind of bouncing along the bottom with the current.
So tell me, what is this float? Is this that bobber looking thing with the point on each end?
Yeah. Yep. So all it is, it's a bobber, but instead of, you know, a spring bobber like you'd use for bluegill or you know, a slip bobber like you'd use for, you know, those deeper fish, this just has basically a small dowel running through the center of it. And you put little pieces of rubber tubing on either side to keep it in place. And what that allows you to do, it allows you to still change the depth easily, but it stays put pretty well as well.
So then this bead that's down below, it's got a hook associated with the bead. So you buy this, it's the bait that you tie on the end of your line, correct?
So you're going to be able to buy your hook and then you'll buy your bead.
Okay.
So what you'll do, usually I like using, you know, a size 6-ish, just regular octopus hook. You can get away with a size 4 if you're using a bigger bead, or a size 8 if you're using a smaller bead. And then you'll purchase the bead. And all the bead really is, it's a, you know, a circle piece of plastic.
Looks like a pearl.
Go ahead.
Looks like a pearl.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's got a little hole in it that you put your line through, and then you'll slide what they call a bead stop, which is basically just a little, you know, basically rubber dowel-looking deal.
So, Job, for geezers like us, bring your readers.
Yeah.
Because putting that line through that bead is
yeah,
a
right.
son of a gun.
You break it off, and then you're done fishing if you don't have your cheaters
you
with
you.
You
can't
right.
get them yeah. in there.
Yeah, absolutely. The good thing is, hopefully, I mean, not for the next few days, but we do have some warmer weather coming, so doing all that with your fingers, they'll be working a little bit better.
Yeah. All right, so you just float this down the current, and, of course, the float acts as an indicator. And if it goes under the water, you've either snagged something or a fish took it, right? I mean,
absolutely,
simple.
Yeah. Set the hook.
Simple. Set the hook.
So you're not going to put any live bait on that then?
I don't. Another option would be using, spawn sacks. And, yeah, I mean, we offer that as well. Or if you've caught fish, throughout the year, you'll probably have gotten some fresh roe. But that's going to be the same sort of deal. You're going to use a very similar hook, and then instead of using that bead and putting that bead above the hook, you'll just hook that
Who ties those spawn sacks anyway? I don't know how you'd ever get that accomplished.
Well,
it's got to be a machine.
it's really not as hard as it looks, because all you get, it's a square piece of mesh with some, stretchy thread. And you just put the roe right inside, close it up, and then you just wrap the thread and pull, and it breaks off and holds everything in there nice and tight.
Kind of like a mantle for a gas lantern.
Yeah,
okay.
A little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's an old reference.
Even I could do that.
I don't know if they even make lanterns anymore that have mantles.
Trust me. Yeah. We have our we have our Coleman story from last year, remember?
Right, yeah.
All right. Okay, let's say I want to go after salmon instead of steelies. Same thing?
So right now it's getting to the end of when, the bulk of that steelhead, but specifically salmon run, is in the rivers. A lot of those salmon are starting to push back out into the lake. So you're going to be able to catch them, if you're fishing from shore, your best odds are probably going to be off of the pier. And that would be, casting a spoon, utilizing a, just kind of like I don't even know the name of it, but a standard, bottom rig where you're casting a big weight out there.
A jig. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, sinking the weight to the bottom, and then you've got, a spawn sack or some skein, which is also just it's a different form of the fish row.
What is that?
So that it's just the more adolescent eggs. So usually when you catch fish a little bit earlier in the year, they'll have skein in them instead of, whole eggs.
Oh.
And it's just more tightly packed. It's got kind of a membrane holding it all together.
It's prepackaged.
Just releases a little bit more scent and gives them a little bit different look.
Nice.
But, your other options, if you are able to get in a boat or if you're able to, get a guide to take you out or anything like that, going out, trolling spoons, trolling meat rigs is going to come up here pretty good. Teaser flies, whatever it is. The big lake is about to start, catching on fire, per se.
Cool. Very cool. So, turkey season winding down right now?
Yeah, it's still going. We still get a few people coming in getting licenses, but we're definitely getting to the tail end of it.
Yeah, exactly. So walleyes, you probably had a big season with those. I went down about 3 weeks ago. Still got scars healing up from that trip, but the walleye's been real good this year. I've heard. Yeah,
that. I mean, I tell you what, that fishery is one of the most special fisheries in the country, I believe.
And, yeah.
It doesn't matter. When you go down there, you've always got the chance to get a limit in half hour and. Drive your way back nice and happy. But, it's a special time of year for sure when those walleye get in the Detroit and St. Clair River for sure.
That's awesome. So, Ben, where do we find your store?
Yeah, so we're going to be on 68th Street. We're right behind the Marathon gas station, right off the highway. If you're driving on 131, you'll see us right off the highway. We've got the horse in the parking lot, and you can see the sign on the building.
And we're talking about the south end of Grand Rapids for those of you listening in other areas. So it's 131 south end of Grand Rapids, Allen Bob Sports. You got to check them out. Ben Rand, thank you so much for your time and expertise.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on, and I hope everybody enjoys the spring.
Yeah, we sure are.
Yeah, now I'm excited. Yeah. All right, thanks, buddy.
All right. Allen Bob's been with us since we started, and that's pretty cool. They continue to be. This is a place where you can go and you're not getting the aisle manager. Well, you're getting guys that do this and enjoy
there. What you just saw right there, you can't get that at Cabela's.
Right,
you can't. This is where you get that guy in the store working, and that's what you want. So,
yep, exactly.
It's awesome.
All right, coming up next, we're going to get back to grilling equipment and getting you going for the if you're a starter and getting into the grilling for the first time. Stick with us. We'll be back.